whether or not Lawrence Foley's murder turns out to be linked to U.S. policy. His death undeniably comes at a time of growing anger towards the U.S. throughout the Arab world. Perhaps the biggest complaint, U.S. support for Israel in the conflict with the Palestinians. U.S. Envoy William Burns toured the Middle East last week, seeking ways to revive the peace process. But some experts believe it will take much more intensive involvement by the Bush administration to break the deadlock. Genevieve Abdo reports.
Burns went to the Middle East carrying a new roadmap to peace, worked out by the U.S., the United Nations, Russia, and the European Union. But Edward Walker, head of the Middle East Institute in Washington, says the initiative is unlikely to bring Palestinians and Israelis back to the negotiating table or produce any results at all.
There's a fair amount of skepticism about the roadmap. Part of it is because people in the region aren't convinced that the administration at the highest levels is really behind this and is really serious about it.
It has been months since Secretary of State Colin Powell visited the Middle East, and Walker says earlier State Department proposals to send troubleshooters on regular missions to the area were scrapped by the White House. Without persistent U.S. involvement, says Walker, suicide bombings are likely to continue, along with the Israeli army's incursions into the West Bank and Gaza.
The thing that I don't think this administration has really ever understood is that we don't have to solve it. We just have to be active in it, and then it gives people hope. And somehow, just the mere fact that you're aggressively active and you've got the president behind it gives people the sense that maybe something can go be positive, maybe indeed they'll find ways to back away from the breach.
But supporters of Israel say calls for the United States to become more involved are thinly veiled demands to pressure the Israeli government. Harvey Feldman is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation and a former U.S. diplomat.
When people say the U.S. should get involved, those who make that statement really mean the U.S. must lean on Israel. And they never say anything about leaning on the Palestinians who began the violence and who perpetrate the violence, who continue the violence.
The mission by Special Envoy Burns, experts say, was seen in the Arab world as a desperate attempt to limit Palestinian and Israeli violence long enough to gain Arab support for a possible U.S. attack on Iraq. But experts say neglect of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict makes it less likely Arab states will back a campaign against Saddam Hussein. Clovis Maksoud is a former United Nations ambassador from the Arab League.
The intersection of the Iraq attack, if it takes place, with the continued aggression by Israel on the Palestinian people, undoubtedly constitutes a triggering for all sorts of political instability and perhaps even more throughout the region.
Edward Walker and other experts say the Bush administration would have an easier time on other fronts. The war on terrorism, the reconstruction of Afghanistan, and a possible attack on Iraq, if it dealt first with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. For NPR News, this is Genevieve Abdo in Washington.